This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Jon Stewart has exited The Daily Show after 16 years. His brand of mixing political commentary with comedy was so unique, and millions of people trusted him over traditional media outlets. The show retained its top form over the years and never seemed tired. Truly an amazing achievement. The show was also the springboard for numerous comedians to go on to bigger careers in film and television, like Stephen Colbert, who's replacing David Letterman in September, and Steve Carell, star of numerous films including The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Over the years, the show's been nominated for 50 Emmy nominations and won 19. The show is replacing Jon Stewart with South African comedian 31-year-old Trevor Noah. Noah will have his work cut out for him. Say it ain't so. HBO announced that Game of Thrones is ending after season 8. Season 6 begins airing the spring of 2016, so that means the final season will be in 2018. Also, another popular show will be coming to an end. Downton Abbey will end after 6 seasons next year. The producers felt it was best to end the series at a creative peak. In Game of Thrones' case, they will run out of books after season 8. Rapper Eminem revealed this week that he became addicted to painkillers 8 years ago. He was taking so much Vicodin and Valium that he was causing a hole to form in his stomach, so he coated his stomach by eating a lot, and a lot of bad food at that. Once the 42-year-old rapper kicked pills, he took up running and transferred his addiction to pills to addiction to exercise. He began running 17 miles per day and went down to 149 pounds. So that wasn't good, and he turned his life around, thank God. Now he's healthy, doing a variety of workouts and eating sensibly. Eminem will be appearing on the soundtrack of the film Straight Outta Compton, The NWA Story, releasing August 17th. A Hollywood pop royalty couple is splitting up after 13 years of marriage. Singers Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale announced that they're seeking a divorce. A statement read, quote, "While the two of us have come to the mutual decision that we will no longer be partners in marriage, we remain partners in parenthood and are committed to jointly raising our 3 sons in a happy and healthy environment. To that end, we respectfully request privacy from the media during this time." In other words, we have no idea why they're getting divorced. Yet. In the meantime, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett are absolutely and emphatically denying their divorce rumors. Both took to Twitter saying things such as, "I still love that dirty lying bastard, and that loudmouth shrew is still my wife." Okay, neither of them said that, but they're definitely saying they're still together, and if and when they do ever break up, we'll be the first to know it. Forbes magazine announced its new top 10 highest paid actors list, and Robert Downey Jr. led the pack and by far over his fellow actors on the list. Robert Downey Jr. earned a whopping $80 million, thanks mostly to the Avengers Age of Ultron, which totaled $1.4 billion at the worldwide box office. Jackie Chan was in second place, earning $50 million from a Hollywood-China co-production like Dragon Blade. Third place went to Vin Diesel, star of Fast and Furious 7. Bradley Cooper came in fourth, producing and starring in American Sniper. Rounding out the top 5 was Adam Sandler, who's had a few disappointing films in a row, including his latest, Pixels. Sandler did make a deal this year, though, to produce 4 films for Netflix, which brought him some big buckaroos. In the How to Implode a Good Career department, drummer Phil Rudd of AC/DC pleaded not guilty after violating the rules of his home detention by drinking alcohol. Because of the violation of the court order, the 61-year-old Rudd was arrested at his home. I bet the neighbors loved that. He originally was sentenced to 8 months of home confinement on July the 9th after pleading guilty to threatening to kill a former employee and possessing methamphetamine and marijuana. This week, the judge allowed the drummer to remain in home confinement while he waits for a November hearing on the possible violation. The judge also ordered that Rudd must undergo regular drug and alcohol tests at the request of police. If the judge finds Rudd guilty of breaking the terms of his conditions, he could face further punishment, including possible prison time. Phil, just play the freaking drums. The Amy Winehouse biopic, which chronicles Amy's rise to success and her tragic fall, has become one of the highest-earning specialty documentaries of all time. Produced for less than $3 million, the film has already earned $4.7 million. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out. Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux have at last tied the knot. The couple met back on the set of 2012's Wanderlust, and they've been dating ever since. They had kept putting off their wedding plans, saying that they were waiting for the perfect time and the fact that they already felt married. Well, that perfect time came, and they were married in a private ceremony at their home in LA's Bel Air neighborhood before family and friends. This is the first marriage for Theroux and the second for Aniston. The actress finalized her divorce from Brad Pitt back in October of 2005 after 5 years of marriage. Pitt now shares 6 children with Angelina Jolie, whom he wed in August of 2014. Congrats to Jennifer and Justin. We reported here recently that rapper 50 Cent declared personal bankruptcy after a New York City jury ordered him to pay $7 million to a woman who said he posted a sex tape online she made with a boyfriend. Now it's been revealed that his monthly expenses are currently $72,000 to maintain his mansion, including, wait for it, $5,000 for gardening. Poor broke baby. Congrats are in order for Kate Pearson of the B-52s. The famous keyboardist married her longtime partner Monica Coleman in Hawaii. Wedding attendees included the rest of the B-52s band members, Sia, and frontman Fred Schneider delivered the best man speech. Congrats! In this week's Kardashian news, the new reality show I Am Kate has lost half of its weekly audience in its second week. E! Entertainment Television had really high hopes for the series, paying Caitlyn big dollars to chronicle her change from Bruce Jenner Olympic gold medalist and patriarch of the Kardashian family to a woman. But it seems the audience that showed up in droves for week one have fled for other amusements.
The news wrap-up.
Apple reportedly is cooking up a voicemail and transcription service that would use Siri as your own personalized answering machine. Twitter is having trouble evolving into something more than it already is. The number of people who log into Twitter at least once a month rose less than 3% from the previous quarter. The first Halo World Championship is being launched by Microsoft and is offering $1 million in prizes for the esports competition. Halo 5 is being released October 27th.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, clobbered Fantastic Four with $29 million at the box office. The number one album, Jill Scott has the new number one record in the U.S. with Woman. The number one app, Five Nights at Freddy's 4 unseats Minecraft Pocket Edition. The number one fiction book, Ghost at a Watchman by Harper Lee, remains at the top for the third straight week. So, spinners, we are all over Dutch singer Natalie LaRose. She moved to LA a few years back, feeling that she wasn't getting anywhere in the Netherlands. She noticed rapper Flo Rida at an event here, walked up to him, and said she would work with him one day. Impressed with her boldness and confidence, Flo invited her to go into the studio a week later, and soon she was appearing on tour with him. Now she's releasing her first solo material, and the first single, Somebody, was a big smash. Now here's her second single, and she's teamed up this time with red-hot rapper Fetty Wap, who has 2 singles in the top 10 right now himself. Here's the song of the week, Natalie LaRose, featuring Fetty Wap with All Around the World.
My body talks, you know what, you know what, I need to get it all. Now you're down to the bay, now that you got a taste, baby, don't you know where you should be? If I was your girl, if I was your girl,
That was Natalie LaRose featuring Fetty Wap with the Song of the Week, All Around the World.
And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.